Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun Hey. Brachas Nun Hey. First, just the sponsors for today's year. There are actually two sponsors. The Orlinsky family, again, they have sponsored the past couple of months. Lezecha Nishmas, Menachem Yitzchak, Ben Yaakov Yisrael Olinsky, and Chaim Abba Ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman. We thank them for their sponsorship. And also, the next couple of shiurim are dedicated by Eddie and Batya Jacobs in honor of their upcoming marriage of their daughter Nomi to Dor Ariel. So we wish them a big mazel tov, Eddie and Batya, and I should only share simchas and besaros tovas in the future. Okay, scheduling note, today I will be doing Daf Nun Hey. By the Shem, tomorrow's Daf, Yom Kippur's Daf, is not up from the last cycle. So, by the Shem, I will try at some point, really hard, to try to get it up sometime today. It's a busy day. There is a Yom Kippur connection on tomorrow's Daf. And, by the Shem, the Thursday's Daf, though, I won't be able to put up. So that will be there from the last cycle, and then we'll pick up again on Friday. By the Shem. Okay, so let's get into Nun Dalet Amid Beis. Nun Dalet Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom. We were in discussing the sugyas of Birchas HaGomel and Karban Toda. That was the big discussion that we had. I mentioned quickly at the end of the shiur the different shitos of the Achronim about airplanes. I just wanted to mention where some of those marmakomos were in terms of airplane travels. So there was a discussion in the Rishonim here, starting with Rabbeinu Yonah, and quoted in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, how does one determine a makom sakana? Does it mean that kol, like the Gemara says in one place, kol adrachim b'cheska sakana? All roads are b'cheska sakana, so even if I specifically didn't have a danger, it will still be considered a makom that I have to say Birchas HaGomel for, or is it only if I feel a danger? Well, different dayas that are included. But what about airplane travel? So there is a rugged shaver. The rugged shaver says that ki kari katzipar lefanecha baderech, says by Shiluach HaKan, it says if you happen to see the bird baderech. And the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin that in the air it's not called a derech, so that's why the Rugged Shaver says, "Oh, so Tfilas HaDerech and Birchas HaGomel, all of that is not maybe Tfilas HaDerech, but Birchas HaGomel is not said on an airplane because it isn't, it doesn't fit into the category." That's what he says. Matzah Kan Bayam Chayev B'Shiluach Shemar Anosin Bayam Derech. He said Derech Nasher Ikri Derech Stama Lo Ikri Hari Shaba Avir Lo Nikma B'Shem Derech. The Rav Zevin in Isha Meshitos quotes this Rugged Shaver. If you want to look it up in his chapter on the Rugged Shaver, that's the Rugged Shaver. On the other extreme, Rav Moshe in Arachayim Chelik Beis Simenun says, no, you always have to say Berachas HaGomel on an airplane. That shuvah, by the way, was written in 1963. So, could be that airplane travel might have been different then, but he says, you always have to. Doesn't matter. It's why Rav Moshe says that if something Rachman al-Islam happens at that moment, it's not like a car where you can pull over. You can't just pull over. So, inherently, it's misukan, and therefore it says Rav Moshe, Bedvar Nesia ba'airplane, Imzorach Lavarach Berachas HaGomel, Kshaya Bayom, Shaket, Beloshim Chisaron, Ba'amachunev, Lo Ira Shum Davar Baderach. There's nothing wrong, it's a perfect flight. Baru La'anias Daiti Shesorach Lavarach. For sure you have to make a bracha. For sure, Chada Duhumamish Kesvina Duhunami Eino Holi Chala Aretz. It's like a boat where you can't pull over if there's a danger. And then he says you only can live a few seconds. It's worse than a boat. Kibet she'ira lefamim shemis kalkelas asfina v'dim sashena zalaburua tzorach lehodos v'arach ha'gomel kol shekin be'airplane shegarua mimayim shaf rega echad ein yochol liyos ba'avir shebevadai yishivaso be'airplane hu atzala v'kibet she'ira lefamim shemis kalkela airplane or nami nimsa shena zalaburua v'chein yesh lehodos. And he continues, Rova Poskim, I would say, is somewhere in the middle between the Rugged Shaver and Rav Moshe. Most Poskim say, no, maybe if you take a little flight, go from New York to Boston, I think most poskim would say that you do not make a bracha. Do not make a bracha zagomel. But there are poskim that would say, if you fly to Israel, so then, fly to America, so then one would say a bracha. Again, there are different shitas in the poskim, which we discussed a number of years ago. What about tunnels, bridges? Is that over in Layam? Poskim discuss it. What about if somebody just drives down to Eilat? Right, you're going through the desert. Does one say bracha zagomel? Does one say say the bracha. Again, this is all the poskim, but it comes out from this Gemara. As we said yesterday, this is the makor that you need a minyan. This is the makor that one can be motzi others. This little Gemara right here on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis in Maseches Brachos. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Shlosha Tzrichet Shimur. There are three people that require Shimur because they are either in a precarious situation or they are in a very special situation. And in both of those cases, the satan tries to accomplish something in those areas. Ve'lein chole, Somebody is sick, Rachmana Litzlan. Rashi says, Shehura Mazalo. His mazal has been affected, and therefore the shade is Mizgarebo. Okay, so Chole, Chasan. It's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that a Chasan should have Shimur, Chasan Kala, on the day of the wedding. Day of the wedding, that they shouldn't be alone, they should always be with somebody, because Shaitan don't attack people and hurt people with two. We had that a couple of last week. We had what happens, 1, 2, and 3. What's the nafkamina? One person they come to and they attack, 2 people they come to, they appear to and they don't attack, and 3 people they don't even, it's not near at all. So, chasen, chola, chasen v'kala. B'mastisa tana, chola, chaya, chasen v'kala. What does chaya here mean? Sometimes chaya means midwife. But here, Rashi says, don't get confused. Chai here means yoledes, a woman who actually had the baby. Isha sheyolda, that's what it's talking about. Chasad v'kala. V'yesh omrim af avel. Some say even an avel. Rachman al-Islam, because he already had midas hadin, misucha on him this week. So that's why an avel has to be also not alone. Shmira. V'yesh omrim af tamidah chacham balayla. Some say even a tamid chacham balayla requires shmira. Right? The Rabbi Yonia discusses, what about earlier? We had said a tamid chacham balayla does not need shmira. They can leave out some of the parts of hamapio. We had back in the first parak. Okay, maybe this means in a case where it's nighttime and it's alone and it's bari hazek. Us, therefore, one has to be very careful. The Amar of Yehuda. Here is the final installment of this Masechta of what brings Arichas Yamim. Put it on the list. Hamarich, Shosha Devar Mahamarich Ben Marich and Yama Vushazav Shal Adam. These three items give long life to a person. Yamav Ushnosav. What's the double Lashon? Yamav Ushnosav. Days and years. A person can have Arichas Yamim and Arichas Shanim. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Arichas Yamim, complete days, fulfilling days. Rachman al Asan, somebody could not have Arichas Yamim, Arichas Shanim, but he could have Arichas Yamim. He fulfilled every moment of his life. That's Arichas Yamim. Arichas Shanim are the years. So you could, we wish for both. Arichas Yamim Nechva Shamim. So if anybody wants to be Marach Yamav Ushnosav Shal Adam, Hamarach Mitzvah, what are they? Hamarach Mitzvilaso, somebody who davens slowly and takes care to focus on davening. V'Hamarach Al Shulchano, somebody who stays at a Shabbos table for a long time. This doesn't mean that whenever all the guests want to leave, you force them to stay. It just means that you, we'll see the Gemara is going to say, you give an opportunity for anybody who needs to come, an ani, whatever it is, to come. You can also expand this to say your door is always open. It was always open. Marach al shulchanu, marach b'beis akisi, and somebody who takes care of themselves in the bathroom and doesn't hasten what is physically required. So that also keeps one healthy. That one seems to be of the three the most natural in its realm. But again, put this on the list of the earlier items. As what is marach b'echad? If somebody does shayim mikra v'chatargum, somebody comes early and leaves late from davening. Somebody says amen properly. Right. So all of those are arichas yamin. Says the Gemara talking about each of them. V'hamarach b'tfilasom al yusi. If somebody's marach in their tefillah, it's a good thing. V'yamar b'chiyah bar abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol marach b'tfilasom ma'ayin ba. If somebody is marach in their tefillah and analyzes their tefillah, sof bali de keiv leiv. It's going to lead to a hardness of a heartache, literally. Shenamar tochachas tochalas mimushacha machla leiv. Right. If you hope and yearn continuously, it's machla leiv is going to cause achiness of the heart. What are you thinking about? Rashi says, "She'ain bakasha sonasis." If we're focusing so much that we're not getting answered, the answer that we want. There are 3 things that are mazkir in Shemayim, the sins of a person. V'eluhain kir natui, literally a leaning wall. But this means any dangerous situation. Somebody puts themselves into a dangerous situation, then upstairs they decide whether the danger should chas v'shalom happen. The iyun tefila, that's the one important for us. Somebody's analyzing their tefila. Umoser din al chaveru l'shamayim. Somebody who's moser din al chaveru. What does that mean? If somebody thinks that they're fine, but my friend, they have the enough authority and power and righteousness to be malshin and to look down at my friend, but I'm okay. If somebody has that attitude that they're better off than anyone else, that also is brings Avonosa Shaladam into focus in Shemayim. But you look, see from here, it says Iyun Tfila. So the Gemara says, Halokasha Hadama Ayinba Hadaloma Ayinba. Depends on what I'm thinking about. If I'm just davening a long time properly, that's fine, and that's wonderful. And that brings Arichas Yamim. What's the bad Iyun Tfila? That's where I'm looking and I'm expecting that I should be answered what I answer. You know, look at me. I fulfilled everything. I go to Sparkle, now it's up to you. I did what I was supposed to do. Now, we can't have that attitude. Rav Soloveitchik writes that Hashem is a shomea tefillah. He's not an one tefillah. We know he's listening, but we don't always get the answer. And we always get an answer, I might add. But we don't always get the answer that we think we want. See, that's an one tefillah. He's makaba. He says shomea tefillah. That's the most crucial brach in Shmoneh Esrei. Shomea tefillah. So in one sense. That's why we always have to realize that even tefillah, we should never think that, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu, how did you not do this for me? You have to realize with Dalam Varekim, Kadalam Varekim, the Fakun de la Secha, we have to try and hope for the best, and we can grab onto Schus Avos, but not grab onto Schus Atzmenu. Alright, let's focus on the Schus Avos. Says the Gemara, the Hechi of it, so what are you supposed to do when you daven at lengthy? Demafish Barachmi. You have to daven with a lot of, ask for a lot of Rachmanis. That's a lot of Rachmanis. It's the second time in the Masechta also. We had tefillah is categorized as rachamim. Remember earlier we had on Daf Chaf, do women have to daven? The Gemara says, I might have thought no, because it's like a Zman Grama. The Gemara says, no, it's rachamim in who? It's asking for Rachmanis, so even women have to daven. So that is all related to number one, but Arichas tefillah. Next, Vahamarech al Shulchano. Somebody takes a long time on their shulchan. Dilma asi anya v'yavle. Because maybe an ani will be able to come during the time that you're sitting at your table and you're available, and you'll give him. Tichsiv ha-mizbeach. Well, how do we know that? Because there's a comparison between the mizbeach and the shulchan. Ha-mizbeach eats shalosh amos gavoha. Viksiv v'idaber elai. Is that a shulchan? Hashem lefnei Hashem. And the Pazik of Vayda Hashem said to me, this is the Shulchan, Hashem lefnei Hashem. Parenthetically, the Shulah HaKadosh says, whenever you set a table for a Seudas Mitzvah, you should say this Pazik as you're setting the table. It's quoted, first of all, I saw it was quoted in a lot of Seder books, that when you set the table for the Seder, which is the Seuda, in the Seder Ha'arach, in the three-volume encyclopedic work, everything you want to know about the Seder, it quotes that the Shulah HaKadosh, that when you set the table for the Seder, Zeh Shulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem. But this, you can say, every Shabbos, Yantif, that's the pasuk quoted in Pirkei Avos, when it says that Shlosha She'achlu, and Yish B'nim Divrei Torah, right, says, Zeh Shulchan HaShel Lefnei Hashem, it's the pasuk from Yechezkel. So the pasuk compares. It says the mizbeach. The pasuk starts off talking about the mizbeach, and then talks about the shulchan. Pasuk v'mizbeach v'siyim b'shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Damar Travayu, Kozman Shabbes Hamikdash Kayam Mizbeach Mechaper Al Yisrael. One, there's a base of Mikdash. The mizbeach is mechaper. V'yachshav Shulchanu Shalada Mechaper Alav. And now the shulchan of a person is mechaper. All the mitzvahs that we do at our table. The table symbolizes how we're connected to the society when we have guests and how we relate to people. Right, that's the Shulchan Shel Adam, that is Mechaper. 2 points. One, I saw one of the Echmanim point out, even if an Ani doesn't come in the end, if you're Marach Mitzvil, Marach Mishulchan, you get the credit. Right, it's not so common that in the middle of our meals, you know, Aniim knock on the door. Not so common. It's one of the problems with Kol Dich Ben Yesev Yecho. Yeah, what kind of inviting are we doing? Right, we should have done this a week ago. But even if, theoretically, if an Ani could come, if the door is open. It's similar, he does a quote, but it's similar to the concept of Prutat Rav Yosef, where it talks about a shomer. If a shomer is guarding something, he might be putter. If an ani comes, even if an ani doesn't come, right, it's all theoretical if an ani doesn't come because he's osik b'mitzvah. See, he's osik b'mitzvah. He's ready to do it even if it doesn't happen. We've quoted in the past the unbelievable Rabbeinu Bachai, the line of Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Truma on the Shulchan. Rabbeinu Bachai says, he quotes an ancient minhag, quotes a Medrash, V'yasisa Shulchan Asi Shitim. Shitim is Shalom, Tova, Yeshua, Mechila. All good things are Shitim, Asi Shitim. And then he quotes the Halechem, quotes our Gemara, and he says, V'alechem Sha'ala Shulchan Uchashav Kekarban Al Gabi HaMizbeach. Kishadam Tov Ayin Meitiv Umachl Shamaniyim. When I give the bread, when I share with the poor. And then he quotes, V'aru Darsha Chazal, he quotes our Gemara, and then he says, V'minag Chasidim Shevet Sarfas. Such an amazing, unusual minag. The minag of the Chasidim, the pious in France, Sha'osim, he was in Spain, right? He was the Talmud of the Ramban. Sha'osim mishulchanam aron likvura. They fashion from their dining room table their coffin. They take the dining room table, I guess they had fancy dining room tables in those days also, and they fashion their aron from it. Lahoros, ki ha'adam lo yisa me'uma biyado v'lo yalunu ba'amalo, ki matstaka sha'asa b'chayav, Vatova shu meitiv al shulchanu. Vavkach amru chazal, hamarach al shulchanu, arichon lo yamav shnosav. He wants to take it with him. They wanted to take their mitzvahs, their sudas, their marach al shulchanu, they wanted to take it with him. So the vitzibli, I know they had it, they must have done it pretty quickly, because they didn't want to, have a halanas hameis. But they took it and they used their tables to be able to be buried with. There's a thought about the schuyos. There's a the tshuva that was asked to one of the achronim after World War II. There was a man who wanted to be buried in his concentration camp uniform, which the poskim I have it written down. So the question was, that's against the minhag. He says, I want those schuyos. He says, if I have nothing else in my life, I have that schus. That's close that I was a Jew and I went through that. He wanted to be buried. So Shiloh was to one of the poskei ador. You know, it's against the minhag. The minhag is this tachrichin. Right? So how can you, you know, he wants to be buried in those. So the psak was that he's buried in tachrichin, but you could put that into the aron with him. Put that into the aron with him. So it's with him also. Like the lahavdil. Like in chutzlar or someplace, they put a little bag of dirt of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, it's connected, it's with him. But, he says, put it with him. That was his chus. It talks about, but here, the Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Truma talks about this minhag related to our Gemara. Continuing, third case, v'hamarach b'beis hakiseh. Mal yusahu, if you're in the bathroom for a long time, it's a good thing, v'atanya. The Braisa says, asara dvara mevienes adam leitei daktonios. There are 10 things that bring a person to intestinal problems. Ha'ochel ali kanim, v'ali gefanim, v'lul ve'gefanim. If anybody eats any of these, leaves of reeds and leaves of vines, ali gefanim, v'gefanim, u'morige behema. What are morige behema? So Rashi says, parts of the flesh of the animal that are not smooth. Not smooth. The chech, the lashon, the keres. Parts of the stomach, the lashon is not a good thing. Isn't that a delicacy? Avram served the malachim, a lashon. So, as Rashi says, morige behema, the shidro shall dog, the spine of a fish, the dog maliach, shein mavushal kol tzarcho, salty fish that's not cooked all the way, vashosa l'shim rayayin, somebody drinks the dregs of the wine, v'amakaneach besidu b'charsis, somebody cleans themselves off with sharp instruments. Right, you go to the forest in the olden days, you don't have toilet paper, you don't have nice soft tissues. To find whatever you have there. So if somebody uses, you know, physical dangerous items, then it's dangerous. Interesting how the Gemara here is putting together halachic and mitzvos and physical, right? You get arichas yamim if you daven long and you do a lot of mitzvos and you take care of yourself in a healthy way, right? So it puts it together. And here too, all these bring to tachtonios. Certain foods, and also physically, you're going to hurt yourself. Or if somebody uses a rock that their friend already used. Also, that's something probably is it germs, could be physical germs, bacteria. Or if somebody's in the bathroom, literally hangs themselves in the bathroom more than they need to. So you see, it's at least to tachtonios. So the Gemara said, no, lokasha, the marek v'tali, the marek v'lo tali. Depends on the position. Tali means they're literally hanging themselves. They're kneeling down, and it's in a difficult position. If somebody's in a kneeling position for a long time, it's uncomfortable, and it can hurt the insides. If somebody's sitting somewhere and comfortable, so that's a case where one can stay in there a long time, and it will be make sure they're all cleaned out. But if somebody's in the situation where they're just kneeling and they don't have support, so that's more dangerous physically. Like a certain woman once met Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi. Buried right outside of Tzfat. So she once said to him, Panecha domim l'magad l'chazirim l'mavi b'ribis. His face was shining. He says, you look like a raiser of pigs. It was a very, you didn't have to work hard, you made a lot of money. And mavi b'ribis, people who lend money with interest. Right, your face is shining, you're in such a good mood. Right? Did you go to the different business? Amar lehemnusa, he says, I swear, lididi travai lasirin. Both of those are usher to me. Can't do either of those. There are 24 bathrooms between where I stay, my host, and the base medrash. And I check in all of them. What does that mean? He went into all of them? Just means every time he checked the bath, he passed the bathroom, he like thought about it. Do I need the bathroom? And every time you pass on the highway, you pass a rest stop, you know, anybody, I always take care that you're not in a difficult situation. Oh, you just passed the rest stop, you have to go to the bathroom. Right? Then it's difficult. So Rava always checked whenever he passed any of the bathrooms. Good. It's interesting, I once heard from the name of the Chafetz Chaim, amazing thought, got to use this in Shabbat Shuva at one point, or other context. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that if anybody says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, Yevatran Ma'ohi. If anybody says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, right, he lets things, you know, he's not a medakdik. in terms of the world, in terms of every single, oh, what's the purpose of this in the world? Somebody asked me last week, brought up on our Shabbos table, what's the purpose of the appendix? Right, it's a holdover from the earlier generation, from earlier generations. But if anybody says the Kosher Brothers, there's something extra in the world. Yevatrin Ma'ohi, his intestines should be mevutar. What does that mean? So I think it was Shem Lechav Eschayim that if you think about the intestines, it's somebody, if you take your intestines and you stretch it out, it goes like feet and feet and feet. There's so much intestines in it, the kishkas. It goes back and forth and back and forth. If somebody comes over and says, can I just have a foot of your intestines? Just a foot. You have so much. What do you need? Give me a foot. What do you need all the intestines for? You have so much of it. Says, no, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu put it in here, it's exact. You lose a part of your intestines, then there's a problem. It seems like there's so much. But it's all exact. It's all perfect. So everybody says, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vatrin, the ma'oi, the intestines. The intestines got to be running properly. I see the tachtonios. Tachtonios are intestinal issues. Things got to be, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a medaktik in creation of the world. Everything in our body. We might not understand everything in our body, but everything has a purpose, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik. Good. Vav Rav Yehuda. Shlosha dvar makatrin yom v'shlosha shal adam. The opposite. These three items shorten a person's days in life. Three. Number one, Mishinosan lo sefer Torah likros vena kore. Somebody who's given a sefer Torah to read and he does not read from it. No, that's okay. He's given a sefer Torah. He's not reading. We'll see what's included. You know what? Let's stop there for now. Let's read all three and then we'll talk about it. Koshal bracha levrachmeinim avarach. Somebody who's given a koshal bracha and he refuses it. V'haman egasbo barabonis. It's somebody who takes authority upon themselves and acts in an inappropriate, authoritative way. Let's just quote the psukim, and then we'll talk. Sefer Torah likros v'dekari tachsiv ki hu chayecha v'arach yabecha. Torah is your life. So if you don't take Torah, then you lose your life. Koshal bracha l'varach v'edem v'arach tachsiv v'avarcha m'varachecha. Hashem says, I will bless those that bless you. So if you give a bracha with the koshal bracha to others, to the balabayas, v'chulu, so then Hashem will bless us. V'yamad ha'gazbo b'rabanus, tomer yabichav b'rachanina, b'primayim meis Yosef kodom la'echav. Why did Yosef die before his brothers? He was the first Sheva to die. B'pnei shehinah gazbo b'rabanus. He went a little bit active with too much authority. A little bit. He did, there was gavos of Yosef, as we'll see at the end of today's daf, Bez Hashem. The gavos of Yosef, what Yosef did. But he also made, maybe in certain sense, went a little bit overboard, and therefore not counted. Okay, let's talk about each one. Sefer Torah likros ve'eino kore. The Shulchan Aruch says, this does not apply to somebody who is asked to do the laning and he doesn't know it, so he refuses. Says that's the only reason that, the only case context we're talking about here is if it's mitoch gaiva. It's Misha'eino, doesn't take the Sefer Torah, mitoch gaiva. Says the Misha Mazvidim Sefer Torah likros. Says the Me'iri, ve'eino kore mitoch gaiva shebo. Mitoch gaiva shebo, he says, oh, shenosan lo koshal bracha, ve'enem avarach, oh, it's gaiva, he says, then, it's a problem. L'fichach, roi lo ladam la'ashpil atzmo neged Hashem v'neged amo. Mikol makom, nasi, o melech, shebador, roi lo lahatel emasro labrius, sholo yikalubo, banagaso, v'hakol l'shem shamayim. Everything's got to be l'shem shamayim. That's an important lashon of the Me'iri. But the Shulchan Aruch says, an important Shulchan Aruch, if somebody doesn't know the laning, he shouldn't be out there being the balkorei. You have to prepare. Says the Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning of Simin Kuf Lamed Tes. B'makam shenagu sha'ola atzmo kori b'kol ram, im lo sida t'chila ha'parsha pa'amayim b'shalosh, beino l'vein atzmo lo yaleh. And the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gemara says, Sefer Torah likros v'eino kori. It's not talking about this case. Here you're going up for a good reason, because you don't know the laning. Right? It's only if somebody doesn't go up because of gaiva, that's where it is a problem. Quoting two points. Number one is, Reb Chaim is quoted in many different sources. Reb Chaim and Yonah D'Yom is coming up. Reb Chaim is quoted that not only if you're Sefer Torah Likros, but even Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to give away a Sefer Torah unless asked. Because that would be a violation of this. And therefore, they say Reb Chaim used to get the first hakafa on Sifchas Torah, and many times it ended up holding the Sefer Torah the whole time. Because he held the Sefer Torah, he held that you can't put down the Sefer Torah. You can't give it away, because that's a violation. If somebody asked me for it, okay, I could give it to them. But you can't just give it away. So Reb Chaim was holding the Sefer Torah. He never offered it to anybody. So everybody thought he just wanted to hold the Sefer Torah. Well, I'm not going to ask Reb Chaim if he's not offering it to me. So they never answered for it. So he ended up holding the Sefer Torah for all the Hakafas. The Nefesh HaRav, Reb Shetha quotes as the Nefesh HaRav, and other all the Sfarim that would quote Reb Chaim, quote this about Reb Chaim. There is no Reb Yashiv. We have a quote of Reb Yashiv from the Shiur Reb Yashiv in a long time. But he quotes, you know where this, a lot of times there's a violation of this, in his view? He says, sometimes, if there are two Sifrei Torah, right, the Gabbai has somebody do a Tzav Achnasa, take out the second Sefer Torah. And then the one who is the Motzi brings out the Sefer Torah, and then he looks pleadingly, could someone hold the Sefer Torah? Ah, I'm gonna hold the Sefer Torah the whole laning. Pasnished. Me? Wow! Get a kid! I'm gonna have the Sefer Torah. It's like the Galila attitude. Right? He says, I'm a Hagwa guy. Right? So he says, it's terrible. He says, he's just like pleadingly, somebody hold the Sefer Torah. You hold the Sefer Torah! If somebody else wants to ask you to hold it and arrange it beforehand, Mela. But if somebody has the Sefer Torah and he sits down and he's like trying to do his best, find somebody, right? I made a tzarach mitzvah, he wants to hear the lady better. Okay, we can get out of it. But Rav Yashiv is not into it. Umatzi ma'ot shenech shalom bazeh. B'yom shen motzi in beis sefer Torah, shal mechubad ba'otzah sefer Torah, holechem sefer Torah b'yado, ad abima, ukshem begiyah lo shal, mechapesh v'shiikach ha-sefer Torah m'yado, loch la'shiik ruba. Ulana zeh hefak kavan ha-Torah, ela adaraba, yesh lo zeh l'ischabeh ba'otzah sefer, ola hamshich v'lashevesim sefer Torah. That's Rav Yashiv. Just hit me, I would have brought it. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Moshe has a tshuva about, it's not as common, but more in the old-fashioned shuls, the shuls they used to have, in the back of the bima, they had places to put the Torah in, like two holes, and putting the Torah. Rav Moshe is very charif against that. He does not like that. He says, you're going to put the Torah, you don't have somebody hold the Torah. He does not like those places where you could put the Torah down and like put a belt on it. I'm just saying, Rav Moshe, again, there are many shuls that have been doing this for 50 years. I'm not saying shuls should change the minhag, but if somebody asks Rav Moshe, I think Rav Moshe would say to change the minhag. But Rav Moshe does not like that because maybe it's also a violation. It's a bizayin Torah. You're putting the Torah down, nobody can hold the Torah. But anyway, that is all related to the first line of Makatrin Yamav. Of a Sefer Torah. The next point is, one more. By the way, the Tashbates in a tshuva writes in Chelek Beis, he says this even applies if you're asked to get, if somebody wants to give you an aliyah, you can't refuse. You know, no. By a chazin, we already spoke about it earlier in the Masechta. First time, second time, third time, if that applies today. But by an aliyah, Kohen B'Torah, unless you're a Kohen or a Lev, you're not the right Shevet. But other than that, not. The Tashbates says, even if it's the aliyah of the Tochacha, can't refuse. It's Torah also. It's Torah. And just in that context, to quote the tshuva of Rav Moshe. Also, I mentioned this in the past. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Vav. A lot of Rav Moshe today. Lamed Hey. He says, there are some shuls out there that nobody makes a bracha on the tochacha. I was once in a shtiebel. That there was, not that they didn't call the person up for the tochacha, but they read it without a bracha. The previous Eliyah ended, they made the Mishaberach for the previous Olah, they opened the Torah and they started reading. Started reading. So I went over to it was a shtiebel. I went over to the Rebbe of the shtiebel. I said, I had guts a little bit then. I said, where did this minhag come from? He says, I don't know. What do you want from me? It's against everything. But my father did it and my grandfather did it and my great grandfather did it. I'm gonna stop it. Rav Moshe says it's terrible. Who minhag tos va'asur lisnaikein ki asur likos patorah betzibra pasuk echad below bracha. And he says, you want to know what the biggest raya is? Why? We used to only make one bracha the first aliyah and one bracha the last aliyah. Why do we make so many brachas? Because somebody might walk in late and say, oh, the guy didn't make the bracha because he missed it. So Rav Moshe says we have so many brachas, in quotes, levatala, just because somebody might think that part of the Torah didn't get a bracha. Right? And for billions and trillions of brachas have been made in Klal Yisrael, more than trillions, throughout the ages because of this gzeira. See, you're telling me that you're not going to make a bracha on part of the Torah? Says Rav Moshe, can't be. It's terrible. Says Rav Moshe, you have to change that minhag. Okay. Next, koshel bracha. Koshel bracha. So there's a shiloh. What does it mean, koshel bracha? What if somebody's asked to bench? And he said, no. Please have somebody else do it. So there are some that say that maybe this is limited only to a guest. The Magen Avraham says, it's only by a guest who refuses, because the guest, as we learned in the seventh parak, has to give a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. If he refuses, he's being gozel that bracha. The Mishnah Berurah writes, though, in the Shaar HaTzion, that maybe the whole halacha doesn't apply bizman hazeh, because we all bench, and even if we're not the mezamin, we still say the harachman for the Baal HaBayis. So maybe the whole halacha of being makatsrin doesn't apply, because you could say, you know, give it to somebody more mechubad, give it to my father, give it to or my rebbe, give it to the kohen, give it to... You know, so that this halacha might not apply, but Zman Hazeh says the Shaar HaTzion because everybody benches and everybody could give the harachamans as well. Okay, and Madagaspa Barabanus, obviously, as we said before, it's only in an inappropriate way. Only in an inappropriate way. There's more to say, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara, V'yam Rav Yehuda Marav. Shloshet Tzrichin Rachamim. Three elements require constant rachmanis to be asked. Melech tov, a good king. Shana tova. V'chalom tov, and a good dream. And this gets us into dreams for the next three blot. Melech tov dechsiv palge mayim lev melech biyad Hashem. Right, the rulers are in the hands of God. Shana tova dechsiv tamid eni Hashem alkech abat meirishes Hashana varach reshana. Right, so you see Hashem's eyes are on the Shana. And chalom tov dechsiv atachlimeni v'hachayeni. All these things require Rachmanis. Ask the Marsha, ask the Tzlach. Doesn't everything in life require davening and Rachmanis? What's unique about these three things? So the Tzlach says these three are different in that even after you got your answer and you got it, you got to keep davening for it because you could change it any moment. Your mazel of the year, the king, right, and his chachuk zerosav, and the chalom, as we'll talk about the chalom if in terms of the interpretation. Am Rabbi Yochanan, shlosha dvarim achras lemakadosh baruch hu ba'atzmo. There are three things Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of himself. Ve'eluhein, ra'av, v'sova, uparnas tov. Famine and satiation and good leaders. Rav dechsiv kikar Hashem l'ra'av v'chulu. Sova dechsiv v'karasi el hadagan v'herbesi oso. Parnas tov dechsiv v'idabar Hashem al-Moshe l'imar ra'ei karasi v'shem b'tzalel. Hashem takes care of the leaders himself. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, eim amidim parnas ala tzibor ela im kenim lachen b'tzibor. Leaders have to be decided with the tzibor's consent. Can't be Mama Khalid without the Tzibur's consent. How do you know that from Shinamar? Re'u kara Hashem b'shem b'tzalel. Amar l'kodesh baruch hu l'Moshe. Moshe, hagan alecha b'tzalel. Moshe, Hashem's asking Moshe. What do you think about b'tzalel? Is he a good one? Is he good to lead this project? Amar lo rabbono shel olam. Im l'fanecha hagan l'fanecha kol shekein. What are you asking me for? Well, you want to put him as the head of the building committee? Well, you think he's good. So what are you asking me for? Amar lo afal pikein. But still, I'm still asking, Lechem Arlem, go talk to the Jews. Halach v'am alam liYisrael, Hagan alechem b'tzalel. Is he good? Amru lo, in l'fanech kadosh baruch hu v'lefanechu hagan, l'fanenu lo kol shekein. Moshe, what are you asking us for? You, Hashem! But you see, you have to ask the people. Amru shor barach b'ini amru b'yonasan. Why, by the way? Because it's not a halachic issue. It's an issue that's going to affect them. So it's going to affect them, so then, you know, you have to ask them also. Bitzalel al shem chachma so nikra. Bitzalel got his name based on his chachma. B'shash amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Leich emor lo l'Bitzalel. When Hashem told Moshe, go tell Bitzalel asei li mishkan aron v'kelim. Go make me a mishkan, the structure, the aron and the kelim. Oh, can you see from this Gemara whether the aron is a separate mitzvah? It says aron v'kelim. Machlokes Rambam Ramban, whether making all the kelim is one big mitzvah, or whether they're separate mitzvahs, or all the kelim are one mitzvah, except making the aron is a separate mitzvah. So interesting that this Gemara gives off that impression. It says, make it a mishkan, the aron, and the kelim. Halach Moshe v'havach. Moshe went and switched it, turned it around. And somebody showed him, say it was dafka to test Bezalel. V'amar lo, asei aron v'kelim v'mishkan. He switched the order. Make the aron and the kelim and the mishkan. Amar lo, Moshe Rabbeinu. He called him Moshe Rabbeinu. Min hago shel olam. Adam bone bayis v'yachrach machnis l'socho kelim. A person builds a house and then brings his lift and puts all the stuff inside. V'atah omer li aseli aron v'kelim v'mishkan. Well, you ever imagine somebody brings their lift and they're like, okay, let's go find a rental. You got to do the opposite. First you have to have the outside and then you bring the inside. So Moshe, you're telling me to bake the kelim and then the mishkan? No. Don't you have to build the mishkan first? Kelim shani yosel lehecha nachnisim. Where am I put the kelim after I make them? Shem akach amar lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe Hashem told you the opposite. I say mishkan aron v'kelim. Moshe's like, amar lo. Shem abitzel kel hayita v'yadata. Maybe you were in the shadow of God. You figure that out. Bitzel kel, bitzalel. All right, that's where the name comes from. Bitzalel. You knew. You figured it out. Good. My Rebbe of Rosenzweig once gave a shiur related to this machlokas about Moshe Bezalel. Maybe the issue at root is means versus ends. What Bezalel teaches us is that the means play a major role. You have to have integrity to the process. It's not just about getting it done. Moshe Rabbeinu was focused on the results. There's a Chassam Sofer also that says that Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Klai Yisrael were on such a level they could have the Aron, they could be focused on the Aron and the Kelim even without the physical structure. It was the goal. But Bezalel's like, no, you have to give integrity to the process. You have to have first mishkan, and then have logical progression of the process. Maybe that's that root of the machlokas Bezalel and Moshe. Amar Yehuda Marav Yodei Ayi Betzal Otzar Vosi Yoshe Nivru Ben Shmayim Va'aretz. Betzal was able to put together the letters that were used to create the world. Ksev Hacha Ve'Imali Oso Ruach Elokim Bechachma Betfuna Ovedas Ve'Ksev Asam Hashem Bechachma Yisad Aretz Konei Shmayim Besfuna Ve'Ksev Bedaito Tomos Nivkeu. So you see the same words used by Briyas Ha'olam and by the building of the Mishkan. Good. Rashi here quotes. What do you mean, Shemayim Va'aretz? The letters, Al Yedei Tzirufan, Ubet Sefer Yetzira, Tani Lahu. Wow. Rashi quotes Sefer Yetzira. That's, that was supposedly written by Avram Avinu. Sefer Yetzira is like one page long. It's very short. If you ever have a Sefer on Sefer Yetzira, it's a Kabbalistic work. That there's a Sefer Yetzira. There's like 500 page Svarim written on Sefer Yetzira. It's all Kabbalistically, but they take every word and every phrase and what it means. But that's the Rashi quotes here, the Sefer Yetzira. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows in Chachma, Elo Mishi Yesh Bo Chachma. Hashem doesn't give Chachma except to somebody who already has a little bit. Shenamar, you have Chachmasa L'Chakimin, Uminda L'Yadei Bina, Pasig in Daniel. If you see Aramaic, it's a good chance that it's Daniel. Shama, Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Vi Amar Kamid Rabbi Avahu Amarle. He heard this and he said to him, Atun Mehasa Masisullah. You learn this concept from that pasuk. Anon Me'acha Masinullah. We learn it from the following. Dechsiv Uvalev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. Right, based on the Mishkan. Right, every Chacham Lev, I got Chachma. Period. Ask of Chaim Yivalajin. But where did the person get the first Chachma from? Hashem only gives Chachma to the person who has Chachma. But where did step one come from? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalid Perakei, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. That's step one. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is step one, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Chachma. The first Chachma doesn't come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKol B'nei Shamayim, Chutz B'Yiras Shamayim. We had earlier in the Masechta. Right? Yiras Hashem is the first step, and that's called Chachma, as we say every morning. That's the parak in the Nefesh HaChaim where he talks about how Yiras Shamayim is the storage house, where Yiras Hashem, he owed Saro, and Torah is on the inside. So you got to spend a couple of minutes every day learning Musar, learning Yira, creating the storehouse, the Yiras Shamayim, and then you'll be able to fill it up with the Torah. Amar Rav Chisda Rabosai, here we go. Three blot, dreams. Dreams. Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Chalom Velo Tavis. What does that mean? Machlokes Rashi Tosfos Arash. Rashi here says every dream, kol chaloms, a person is could be interpreted properly, except tavis. Tavis means fasting. Except if you see yourself fasting in a dream, that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. The Tosfos Arash has a different shot. He says every dream has some message for you, except if it's a dream that you had after a day that you fasted, then your body is just messed up. And like, don't think that you know you're having a normal dream message from above. It's just that you fasted and you're sick. And therefore, so any dreams after Motzei Yom Kippur shouldn't take according to the Tosfos Arash. Amar Rav Chisda, Chelma Delo Mifshar Ki Garta Delo Mikri. A dream that's not interpreted is like a letter that was not read, a closed letter, meaning it can't hurt you. It can't hurt you if it's a closed letter. It's like a dream that's not interpreted. We're going to see a lot over the next couple of daf. Interpretation of dreams plays a major role. V'amar Rav Chisda, Lo Chelma Tava Mekayim Kulei V'lo Chel Abisha Mekayim Kulei. Not every good dream is not fulfilled totally, and every bad dream is not fulfilled totally. Again, just also to reference, we're going to have a number of lines in over the next couple of blot about the significance and importance and dreams having some real message, and we're going to have a couple of lines that tell us that dreams are meaningless and foolish and no messages. So we'll see. Bam Rav Chisda. So they're yesh, yesh v'yesh. Look at the Marsha here. There are different types of dreams. A bad dream is better than a good dream. Why? Rashi says, because a bad dream makes you do tshuva. It motivates you. A bad dream, just the depression that you feel waking up already mitigates and softens anything that might come out of it. And also they say they're a good dream. The exhilaration and the euphoria I feel in the morning also will mitigate as good as it comes. Amar Rav Yosef, Chelma Tava, Afilu L'Didi, B'dichusei Mefachalei. A good dream, even for me. Rav Yosef, what do you mean, for me? I don't have such a great life, a happy life, Rav Yosef. Right? Also, even a good dream, B'dichusei, with a little smile, a little joke, Mefachalei, I annul it, and I mitigate against its power. V'yam Rav Chisda, Chelma, Bisha Kashiminagda. A bad dream is even more hurtful than getting whipped, getting lashes. Because, right, sometimes I don't know what's going to be. Shneimar bo Elokim asa sheyiru milfanav. Pasuk in Kohelas, Hashem did it, that you fear him. Amar Rav Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, zeh chalom ra. a message of a chalom ra, we can wake up and get the message. Hanavi asher ito chalom yisaper chalom. A navi that has a chalom will tell over the chalom. Vasher dvari dabri ito yedaber divrei aves. Ma leteven es habar l'um Hashem. End quote. V'chima inyin bar v'teven eitzel chalom. What is it talking about? Straw and stubble with chalom in the same pasuk. El amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Kishem sheyefshel bar below teven. Just like, is it possible to have bar without teven, without any straw mixed in? Kach yefshel lachalom below dvarim b'teilim. Every dream has some dvarim b'teilim. There might be some message underneath, but every dream has dvarim b'teilim. I think we mentioned in the past, the discussion in the poskim, could you paskin based on a dream? Right, we had certain stories in the Rishonim. We don't have time to go into it now, but there are always some dvarim b'teilim. Amar brachya, chalom, aval pisha miksasa miskayim kulo ene miskayim. A dream is never completely fulfilled. Minalan mi Yosef. Yosef says, the sun and the moon and the stars are all going to bow down to me. And when that took place, as we know, his mother was not around. Rachel wasn't around when everybody died and she was supposed to be the moon. So therefore, we see dreams are never, even Yosef's dreams aren't completely fulfilled. I'm Rabbi Levi. If you had a good dream, it might take 22 years to be fulfilled. Yosef. Yosef was 17 years old when he had his famous dreams. You ever notice that in Sefer Bereishis, there are many dreams, and there are no dreams in the whole rest of the Torah? Interesting, right? Bereishis is about dreams. This is about national dreams, personal dreams, many dreams in Sefer Bereishis. Paro has dreams, the Sarah Ofim, the Sarah Mashkim, Yosef, right? Many dreams in Bereishis. No dreams after Bereishis. Anyway, so Yosef said, Yosef was 17 years old when he had his dreams. 13 years later, he's in front of Paro. So do the math. 17 to 30 is 13. So we have 13 so far. The Shev, the Sava, then the 7 years of plenty, that's 20. The Tati, the Kavra, and then 2 years of famine, 22, until the brothers came down and bowed down to him. Hachav Beis, so 22 years it took the dream to be even partially fulfilled. Amar Rav Huna, we'll read our Girsa, on the side it changes it, but it's basically the same thing. La'adam tov, ein marin lo chalom tov, la'adam ra, ein marin lo chalom ra. A good person has bad dreams, and a bad person has good dreams. Why? Rashi explains. A good person has bad dreams, so he has the pain in this world, so in the next world he has no worries. A Rasha has good dreams because he thinks he's all good. He's getting his due in this world, and he will get his due in the next world. Tani nami achi, kosh Yosef shal David, lo ra chalom tov. David never had a good dream. V'chosh Yosef shal Achitofel, lo ra chalom ra. In all the years of Achitofel, he never had a bad dream, to prove what we just said. He says the Gemara, Ani, is this really true? Vaksiv lo su'una elecha ra'a. David Amal talks about it tzaddik. It's a bracha that you should never have anything ra'a against you. V'amar of chizda, amar of yirmi bar abba. Shalo yavhilucha. Lo chalamos ra'im, lo hirurim ra'im. It's a bracha not to have bad dreams. V'nega le'graba alecha. What does the second half talk about? Shalo timsa ishtacha safik nida. B'shash adababan aderech. You shouldn't come home from the derech and really want to be with one's wife, and you'll find her a safik nida. Why? Rashi says, not here, Rashi is Sanhedrin Kuf Gimel. Rashi says, because if somebody comes home and his wife is a Vadei Nida, okay, he has an attitude, Vadei Nida, what can I do? The second it's a suffix, there's more moraheters. Well, really? Oh, did you really? Is it really? Maybe it wasn't. Did you ask properly? It's much harder to be Kovishar Yetzer when it's not totally off limits. Right? That's why that's Eretz Yemei Tshuva. Rama quotes, even Suffolk of Eris, we have to be careful about, because that's even harder sometimes. So Suffolk, but what do you see from here? That bad dreams, David HaMelech says Hadak shouldn't have bad dreams. So Gemara says, Ela ihu lo chazile, achridi chazile. You're right, he didn't have them, but other people had dreams about him. V'chilo chazi ihu mal yusuhu, again, if he doesn't have, it's a good thing not to have any dreams. The Amar Reb Zeira, we had this earlier. Second parak, kalawan shiva yamin below chalom nikara. If you go 7 days without a dream, it's no good. It means God's not giving you any messages. Shneamar v'saveya yalin bal yipaked ra, says saveya in the pasuk satiated, but al tikri saveya ela sheva. Right? We read it sheva, 7 yalin, you sleep bal yipaked, and you're not told about a dream. Ra, that's not good. So you see, it's good to have some dreams. Ela hachi kamar dechaza v'lo yada bechaza. You can have the dreams, but you don't have to know, you know, what they mean. Right? So having, if you don't have a dream at all, that is not good. Again, a lot of us don't remember our dreams in the morning. But either way. Amar Rav Huna bar Ami, Amar Rabbi Pitas, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haro Chalom, V'nafsho Aguma. Okay, let's get into some halacha. Somebody has a dream and his soul is very upset. He's very upset about the bad dream. So what happens? Yelech yiftarenu b'fnei shlosha. He should go and get it interpreted in front of three people. Yiftarenu. V'yamar Rav Chisda. What's that? Rav Chisda said, chama b'lo dil mifshar ki gata b'lo dil mikri. If you don't get it interpreted, it's like a closed letter, so it basically can't hurt you. So why would you want to get it interpreted? Ela'ema yativenu b'fnei shlosha. No, it means if you had a bad dream, you could do what's called hatavas chalom. Go in front of three people, and there's a nusach for this. Hatavas chalom, and they will be meitiv the dream for you, meaning they will say it's good. Velesi, and they will say, Tzlasa, Velema, I'm sorry, I lost the place. Elema yativenu b'fnei shlosha. What do you do? Lazy Tzlasa, you bring three people. Velema lu, chalma tava chazoi. You say, I saw a good dream. So a good dream. You don't say if you had a bad dream. Good dream. V'leim rulei hanach. They'll say, Tavahu, it's good. V'tava levi, it should be good. Rachman alashvi l'tav. Hashem should make it good. Sheva zimnin l'gziru lach min shmaya. Shev seven times, they would go from heaven to levi tava, it should all be good. V'yevi tava, it should be good. V'levi gimel hafuchos. V'gimel peduyos. V'shalosh lamos. They also say the following nine psukim. Three referring to changing things to good. Three redemptions. And three psukim about shalom. By the way, I once did this. It was once many years ago in a camp, in the Rav of the camp. I wasn't the Rav of the camp yet. And somebody came over and he's like, hey, Rav Shalom, come. Hatavas Chalom. I said, what? You go over, he's a big posek. So he goes over, Hatavas Chalom. I said, what's Hatavas? I never did Hatavas Chalom. So he got the Nusach, it's in all some of the Siddurim. So he goes, there was a girl that had a bad dream, the same exact bad dream three nights in a row. Same bad dream. She didn't tell me what it was. Says this Rav, but we do a Tavas Chalom. I said, okay. So she said, we did this whole Nusach. She said, Tavai, I said, I've done a Taras Adar before. I've never done a Tavas Chalom. That was one time. Right here, but it was Levaisa. It was that. So generally, if it's one bad dream, you know, but it's three nights in a row, that's more serious. Sholosh Hafuchos. The Aruch HaShulchan here says, also, if it's only, interesting, beginning of Simon Reish Chaf, he said it's only somebody who wasn't involved in like Meshuka Bagashmias during the day. Because then you can blame your bad dreams on that. So if somebody was a normal Yari Shemayim and went through the day doing a Osik Matar of a Mitzvah, and then he has a dream, then it could mean something. Shalosh Afuchos. By the way, these nine psukim are all said by V'yitam Lecha, because these are all Simon Tovs. Somebody said V'yitam Lecha, they're all there. Shalosh Afuchos. Hafach Lemisbidi L'macholi. Bitak Tesachi V'dezviri Simcha. Number one. Az Tismach Besula B'bachol U'vachurim U'zakeinim Yachtav Avachti Evlam L'sason. My morning was changed to Sason V'chulu. V'lo'av Hashem L'kech L'shrel L'balam V'yafoch V'chulu. Three psukim about changing morning to goodness. Shalosh peduyos tachsif pada bishalom nafshi mikrovli v'chulu. Uftuye Hashem yeshuvun v'chulu. V'yamar ama el shalosh yonos ha-yamos ha-yashar ha-zara ha-yishua gadola v'chulu. Those are the three hafuchos. Next, shalosh shlomos tachsif bori nivs v'asayim shalom shalom l'rachok l'akarov amar shem urefasiv. See shalom. Beruch lavshas ha-masai v'chulu v'amaitab kol ha-chai v'atashal v'eschah shalom. All the three shaloms. Okay, now we got to talk about birchas kohanim and the Rabboni Shel Olams, and the dreams related to Berachas Kohanim. It's right here. Amemar, my Zuchar, Rav, Ashev, Yasvi, Bahadi, Adah, they were all sitting together. Ami, Kol, Chad, Lachad, Minan. They all said, Lema, Milsa, Deloshami, Le, Lachavri. They each said to each other, you know, let's tell us something that we haven't heard, that you haven't told us before. Pasa, Chad, Minayu, V'yamar. One of them started and said, Hai, Man, Dechaza, Chelma, V'lo, Yada, My Chaza. If somebody had a dream and doesn't know Machaza what he saw, Lekum Kahani Beidna de Parsi Yadayu. He should go stand by the Kohanim when they are being Nosikapayim. Vale Machin, he should say, Rabboni Shalom, Ani Shalach, Chalom Asai Shalach. I am yours, my dreams are yours. Chalom Chalati Vini Odea Mahu. I don't know what it means. Vishalam Yalatsmi, or Ani Yalatsmi, Vishalam Ali Chavirai, or my friends had a dream about me, Uvishalam Yalachirim. Im Tovim Haim, right, this is from the Rabboni Shalom. Im Tovim Haim, Chazkim Yamsim. If they're good dreams, be Machazik them. Kachalom Osof Shal Yosef. Vim Srichem Refua, Refai Bukame Mara de Moshe Rabbeinu, Uchemir Mamisarato, Chizkio Micholio, Uchemir Yericho de Elisha. If it is Refua, then be Marapa them. Ukshem Shafakta Kilas Bilam Harasha Lavracha, Kain Afo Kochalam Osai Alai Litova. Right, that's the Rabboni Shalom. Umasai Bahadi Kani Baani Daani Bitsibura Amen. And you should try to finish with the Kohanim. Try to finish with the Kohanim. V'ilo, lema hakin, if not, say, adir b'mar shochim b'vura atashalom v'shib v'shalom, yirat zot shetasim milfanecha shetasim aleinu shalom. So that is all. This is the source for the Rabbanu Shalom said by Birchas Kohanim. So the Shaila is, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shaila is why the minhag in most places in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say it. They don't say this. This is Rabbanu Shalom. So it is a mystery. Some places started saying it. So I would say two svaras. Number one, there are some poskim that seem to say, the Torah Chaim says this in Sanhedrin, that this Hatavas Chalom, or this help with the Kohanim, only works the day of. What, so you're going to wait until Yontif to say the Rabbanu Shel Olam? It only works the day of. Number one. Number two, I spoke to a certain posek yesterday, I called up, and he suggested that, he says, really, the Gemara doesn't say anything different between Yontif and weekday. It's every day. Every day, like Mikra Adin, you're supposed to duchen every day. Or the big mystery, why they don't duchen in Chutz La'aretz. So every day they're supposed to be duchening. So there's no point of waiting. So if somebody has a bad dream, they'll do it that day. During the Kohanim. Right? It doesn't even say that you're supposed to say a B'shas, the Nigun of the Kohanim. The Rama quotes that. That while they're singing, they say Rabbanu Shel Olam. But Pashtus of the Gemara, is you say it during while they're singing. You go, Rechacha Hashem. That's what it says. It's a Pashtus. So, if a person has a bad dream, they say it that day. Wait, Yontif and Shabbos doesn't make a, Yontif and week doesn't make a difference. And, third point, the Chazon Ish says, the whole point is, had the Gemara start off, only if somebody is Nafsho Aguma Alav. If somebody had a terrible dream and it's affecting and making them depressed, that's where the Rabbanu Shel Olam is said. If not, then there's that, you do that other. But if you're not sure it's not a guma, you're just going to say it, says the Chazon Ish, it's not. So that's why the minhag in most places in Eretz Yisrael is not to do the Rabbanu Shel Olam, you know, it's a Shulchan Aruch. But there are bases for why it is not done, even on Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Good. So that's what one person said to the, to his friends. Next. Pasach Idach V'Amar. The next one. Haimad Ayla Masa V'Dach L'Meina Bisha. Somebody goes into a city and he's worried about Ayin Hara. Lintkot Zakva Diyada B'Diyamina B'Yada D'Smala V'Zakva Diyada D'Smala B'Yada D'Yamina. He should put his right thumb in his left hand, his left thumb in his right hand. V'Lemahachi, and say the following. To ward off the Ayin Hara. Ana Ploni Bar Ploni Mizara D'Yosef Kasina. I am from Yosef. D'Lo Shalta Be'in Abisha. I'm from Yosef, who doesn't have Ayin Hara. Tenemaras, we had earlier. Ben Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Ali Ayin, Vechulu Atikri Ali Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin. Yosef goes above Ayin Hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mehacha, Vyidgol Araba Karpa Aretz. They're like fish. Madagim Shebayam, Mayim Chasin Alehem, Vein Ayin Rosh, Oletus Bohem. Just like fish in the sea. Water covers them, there's no Ayin Hara. Avzar Shal Yosef, Ayin Ayin Rosh, Oletus Bohem. Also, Ayin Hara doesn't cover Yosef. Vidachil, Mein Abisha Delay, and if he's worried about his own Ayin Hara, not about others, Lichze Atirfa Dinechire Dismale, he should try to look at the inside of his left nostril. Not exactly sure how you're going to do that, but that's what it says. It doesn't say to use a mirror. Either way, unbelievable Yavish. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, if we're worried, I'm from Yosef. How do we know we're from Yosef? It's a lie. I know what Shevet he's from. What if he's from Yehuda? I know Mizar de Yosef. What, I just have the Midah of Yosef. So says the Rabbi Yaakov Emden right here on the Gemara, we are all from Yosef. Why? Because Yosef supported us in Mitzrayim. And because he was Mechalkal all of us, we were all called B'nei Yosef. And you don't even need Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's a Rashi. It's a Mefurash Rashi in Amos. Perek Hey Pasuk Tezvav. In Amos. If I ever quoted a Rashi in Amos. Rashi in Amos. In Hey Tezvav, the Pasuk says, El Ketzvakos She'eris Yosef. Rashi says, Kal Yisrael Nikrayin Al Shmo. Lefisha Kilkel Osam. Boom, there it is. We are all called B'nai Yosef. So, trivia question. We're called B'nai Yehuda. We're called B'nai Yaakov. We're called B'nai Yosef. Right here. So it's not a lie. Okay, third, Pasach Idach V'Amar. Hi, Manda Chalash, if somebody doesn't feel well, Yomacha, Kama, Lo Ligli. Don't reveal that you don't feel well the first day. Ki Hecha Delisra Mazle, because then it'll be more concretized, and the mazel might be negative. Mikan Ve'Elach Ligli, after the first day, you can be Megala, it's the people daven for you. Ki Hadarava, Kavi Chalash, Yomachama, Lo Migli, he wouldn't reveal that. Mikan Ve'Elach, Amar Le Shame, Puk Achriz Rava Chalash. Go tell everybody, Rava sick. Manda Rachimli, whoever likes me, Liboyel Rachmi, will daven for me. Umanda Sanile, whoever hates me, Lechdi Li, he'll feel good, and then he'll be punished for it. Viksiv, Binfola Yifchal Tismach, will be Kashloa, Yoga Libecha, Penira, Shevra, Beinav, Veshiv Me'alav Apo. Basically, he's not like spiteful. He's just saying there's no downside to publicizing the fact that I don't feel well, says Rava. Shmuel, Kiavi Chazi, Chelma Bisha, whenever Shmuel had a bad dream, Amar, Vachalamosa, Shavi Daberu. Meaning, again, as we saw, what we say about if somebody has a bad dream, Chas v'Shalom, what did we learn from this Gemara? Don't say it. Don't concretize it. Right? What did Rava say when he had a bad dream? Dreams are nothing. Dreams are foolish. Ki chavi chazi chamotava, when he saw a good dream, Amar b'chiyach chalomos ha-shavi daberu. Are dreams bad? V'aksiv v'chaloma daberbo. So whatever, he concretized it by talking. Rava, Rami, Rava has a contradiction. K'siv v'chaloma daberbo, v'ksiv v'chalomos ha-shavi daberu, lo kasha, kana yidei malach, kana yidei shade. What does this mean? So that's the Arach HaShulchan I alluded to before, the beginning of Siman Reish Chaf. It depends what you did during the day. If you spend your life with Torah and Yirat Shemayim, so that at night you could have a message from a Malach. But if you spend your dime with gashmias and shakua in things that we shouldn't be shakua in, so then it could be a shade that's giving you the message. You know, it depends on what we're doing during the day. I'm Rabbi Bizna, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Am Rabbi Panda, Am Rabbi Nachum, Am Rabbi Biram, Yishem Zokin Echad, Umanu Rabbi Benoah. Wow, we just brought the Gula right there, right? Omer Rabbi Gula Laolam. Esrim Harba Poser Chalabas Rabbi Yerushalayim. There were 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pamachas Chalamti Chalom. Vahalakti Eitzel Kulam. And I went and asked all of them. Umasha Pater Lizeh, Lo Pater Lizeh. I got 24 interpretations. The Kulam Nitzkayimubi, and they all came true. Lekayim Ashen Emar. Kol HaChalomos, Holchen Achar HaPeh. There's the key line. What do you mean, lakayi mashenemar? It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk that your dreams have to follow the peh. The word says, yeah, in. Ukud Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Eliezer, minach shekol chalomos hochen achar peh, shenemar, vehi kasher pasar lanu, kein haya. Right? Like the Saramash was her open. Exactly what he said, it came true. Amar Rava, vehuta mifshal kein chalme. As long as it has something to do with a dream. If you have an interpretation that's totally off base, then it's not going to come true. Shenemar, ishka chalomo pasar. Period. Vayasar Ofim, Rashi quotes this. Mina Yada. How did the Sar Ofim saw that the interpretation of the Sarah Mashkims was true? How did he know? How did he know Yosef told the truth? Amr Belazar, Malamecha Kalechad Ve'echad, Her Uhu Chalomo, Upisron Chalomo Shal Chaveiro. Each one was shown their own dream and the interpretation of their friend's dream. And therefore, that was how he saw that what Yosef said was true. Amr Yochanan, Hishkim, Nafalo Pasik Lotok Piv. If you wake up, and there's a pasuk on the tip of your mouth, the tip of your lips, Hari's a nevuah ketana. That's like a nevuah. Halavai, we shall wake up with psukim. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel chalomos miskaimin, three kind of dreams are mekuyim. Chalom shal shachris, a dream that you dream near the morning, which is interesting. There are different levels of sleep. Ram, rim, all the different levels. Only at certain levels do we have dreams. So the ones by the morning, that's the lightest sleep, but that's where it's gonna come true. The chalom shachalom lochaveiro, a friend dreamed about you. The chalom shenifter b'to chalom. If you have a dream interpreted within a dream. The yesh omer af chalom shenishna, a dream that's repeated. Shenema valhisha nosa chalom lechulu. Omer shobanach b'ni rabiona sani marlola adam elamahiru libo. Dreams are only a reflection of what a person is really focusing on. Shenemar, Aunt Malka, you're the king. Rayonev amishkav chasalikus. You see by Daniel, the guy wants to be the king, and that's what he talks to him. That's what he talks to him about. V'ibayzim mehachav rayoni levavcha tinda. The rayonos of your heart, you will know. Amaravateda. I'll prove it to you. Lo machvi leinish. Lo dikla dedava. I'll show you that people only are dream about things that are related to what they're involved in. People don't dream about golden palm trees. Velo pila da'al b'kufa tamachta. Or about elephants that are stuck in between the eye of a needle. Right? You don't think about elephants in the eye of a needle. Because that has nothing to do with your life. There are some unusual things sometimes we think about that have nothing to do with reality. But, you know, it's usually something to do with something we're involved in. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, again, I will try, really try hard, sometime today, to be able to give tomorrow's daf, because it's not up, from the last cycle, B'Hashem. But again, that's Nunvav, Nunzayin. Again, I don't think, as of now, I don't think I'll be able to get up this year with the Motzai Yom Kippur and the Sukkah. But B'Hashem, if not, we'll continue then on Friday with Daf Nun Ches, a crucial daf. Again, we gotta pack it in. These dafim are very, very large. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody should have, if I don't, B'Hashem, hopefully, but everybody either way should have a Gemar Chasima Tova.